All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. Brandis says, not to mention that from this distance, boiling water is not a threat of life or death. Yeah, it's insane. It's shocking. I'm dumbfounded by this. It seems to me like this cop, this piece of shit, he wanted to kill her from the moment it took her too long to open the door. And when he saw he had an opportunity to kill her, that's when he's like, oh, yeah, well, I didn't want to get hurt. She had boiling water. She was obviously a threat. That's what I think. He was thirsty to kill that woman. Remember, there's only one person who will talk about this, and that is the podcast of righteousness and justice, the one, the only, Eric Zane Show podcast. Kenny with the question, why did she say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus? Because he showed up already agitated and treated her like garbage? That's why. That's what Kenny says. Maybe. Maybe it was just, goddamn, this dude is such an asshole. I'm going to say this. Hey, I rebuke. You're kind of an asshole. Public Radio Dave says the only appropriate response to, quote, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus is uproarious laughter. Not shoot her in the face. Maybe she detected that he's a fucking lost cause. Maybe she detected that her life was in danger. It was kind of like a premonition. She had 3 awkward moments with him already. I don't get it. I hate this shit. The fact that that Biden talked about it as best as he could, and they'll show stuff like they showed on CBS Chicago, but nowadays a lot of media outlets are a little bit afraid to talk like about things like this because of the polarization that's in our country right now. If you were to talk about this on the radio or TV, you run the risk of, well, it hurting your bottom line. Because nowadays, if you talk about something like this, there's a good chance that 50% of the people that view the station will be like, oh, you're going woke. And if you go woke, you're going broke, goddammit. And then that shit happens. You get the old Bud Light treatment. It's insane. Fucking hey. I get people on the Freebird Howling subreddit. There's one particular guy. I forgot his name. He likes me, but he says he stopped listening because I went woke. It's like, first of all, woke's not a bad thing. If woke means me sitting here and telling everybody who's stupid to go fuck themselves, then I guess that's me. I just think everybody deserves a fair shake. You know? I mean, if you were to listen to me in the last 2 weeks, I've been all about holding accountable the fucking maniacs in the Secret Service. That's a bipartisan effort. If I was anti-Trump and woke, I wouldn't be doing that. Chris says Zaniacs would hate this. Oh, I can guarantee you that the Schaefers would be like, oh, yeah, well, she was threatening the cop. She had on water, goddammit. She deserved it. Donut Dan, who's law enforcement, retired law enforcement. He says, after the defund the police pushed, many cops retired or just flat out quit and went to other jobs. The result is lower hiring standards. You know, I've heard about this. You're right. That's exactly right. They needed cops, so they hired morons. There was a time when, like, Donut Dan became a cop when you had to display mental acuity to be a police officer. If you showed quickness to react in a stressful situation, you're not going to make the cut. Nowadays, you're at the front of the line. Result is lower hiring standards to fill those jobs. People who should not be cops are now getting jobs. Well said, Dan. Chris K says hating abusive cops has nothing to do with being woke. Exactly. But they'll still pin that on me and say, oh, yeah, this is all about your wokeness, you fucking asshole. Idiots. Piano Finger Banger says, in the full video, the cops are the ones who asked her to move the boiling water off the stove and then acted like she was threatening them with it. They should have just moved it themselves. Dan contributes something else. He says, when he was hired, he was competing for 6 jobs and 800 people were competing for those jobs. Chris K says, this is why I always wondered why Jason Schaefer is no longer a cop. Yeah, I wish he'd tell us. We should do a Pellerito Freedom of Information Act request. I think I said that last time. It'll never happen. I don't give a shit. I don't care enough. Becky says, there's no incentive for the good cops to stick around. There's too much protection for the bad ones. Well, I just wanted to cover that story, and now that it's out here on the show, we'll be updating it. So thank you to those who suggested it. Bobby suggested I talk about it. Thank you. And Brandis suggested I talk about it. Thank you. That is how this works. I hadn't been mentioning it until this week, but so if you're online, you're looking on your Twitter feed or Facebook, and you're like, oh, this is an unbelievable story. Send it my way on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. You'd be surprised. Sometimes I have whole shows of just things you sent me. My man Kenny sent me this beauty, which I, the Punisher. KTP in the house. Some guy gets a couple of scratchers. All right. He buys the scratchers in Nashville somewhere in Tennessee. Now, I didn't know this, but if you want to save time, you just scrape off the barcode and you give the ticket to the guy you bought it from, and then he scans it and tells you if you're a winner. Dude buys 2 tickets. Scrapes the thing off, gives it to the clerk. Clerk goes, scan. He goes, clerk goes, aha, you got a winner. Guy goes, yeah. He goes, you just won $40, my friend. Guy goes, awesome, cool. He goes, here, here's your winner, and I'll give you your $40, and this I'll just throw it away for you. He goes, oh, okay, cool. Throws it away. Gives the guys $40. Guy leaves. The guy who scanned the tickets, what actually happened was he scanned the first one and it said $1 million. And he didn't react. And he scanned the second one and it said 40. He goes, yep, 40 and one loser. Wasn't a loser. It's a winner. Okay. Now, if I'm a guy working there, I could understand this. I can understand this. This is a way to beat the system. I'm going to let the local TV station cover the rest of this one. This is a fantastic story.
We are talking about a $20 scratch-off lottery ticket worth $1 million. The customer walked into this Murfreesboro Shell station, bought 2 tickets, and asked the clerk to check them. Rutherford County Sheriff's Detective say that customer bought two $20 diamond and gold lottery tickets from the clerk, 23-year-old Meet Patel. As some lottery players do to save time, the customer just scratched off the front barcodes and then asked Patel to check if they were winners.
If you scratch off the front barcode, it'll tell you if it's a winner or not, regardless of whether you scratch off everything showing how much you've won.
Lieutenant Detective Steve Craig says both tickets won, but Patel only handed the man back the $40 winner. He told him the other ticket lost, but in actuality, it was a $1 million winner.
He threw it on top of the trash. As that gentleman left, he took the trash outside. And if you follow him on the camera, you can see him grab the ticket, put it in his pocket.
Not long after that, Patel decided to try and claim the cash prize.
He went to the Tennessee Lottery Commission to claim the ticket as his own. And through their normal line of questioning, there were enough red flags for them to say, hey, you need to get all your affairs in order and come back to us, and we're going to hold on to the ticket.
What Patel likely didn't know is that lottery officials vet all big winners, and that includes checking security video of the tickets purchased. Video in evidence that Craig says clearly shows the ticket was stolen.
It's pretty obvious. It's good enough for me to put in front of 12 jurors and make sure that they all come to the same conclusion.
So I didn't realize any of that. But that makes perfect sense because, you know, anybody who works at a store and has access to those tickets, they could easily do that if they didn't have these checks in place. I'm kind of a dope, so I don't know if I would have thought that, but I'm glad that they do that, vet the guy. So the conversation yields red flags. They go in, get the camera, see him actually stealing the goddamn ticket.
Of a $1 million lottery ticket? Well, that is a Class A felony. And the suspect in this case, Patel, is locked up in the Rutherford County Jail on $100,000 bond. In Murfreesboro, Nick Barris, News Channel 5.
This is... and what they didn't go into is... what they did after that is they were able to determine who... won that ticket. I don't know how they did that, but the best part of the story is they ended up getting that money to the guy who initially bought the ticket. So this one comes full circle. That is great. I guess they didn't have that in the video portion of this, but they actually got the money to the guy. That is awesome. So I'm happy for him. I don't know how they did that, but that is a great story. I'm so happy that happened. Jesus. Jeremy says, who only scratches the barcode? The most fun you can have in life is scratching a scratch off. Well, you got to understand, a lot of the times they're degenerates who buy those fucking things. Tyler says, bad guy deserves the money for his outstanding poker face, LOL. Kenny says, ha, I didn't even know that part. Yeah, they got him his money, which is so cool. I think they went ahead and got his face, and then from there, I'm not exactly sure how they managed to do it. I think what happened is the guy came back into the store, and a person that was not a piece of shit, like the guy who tried to steal his money, said, hey, by the way, I got something for you, and then filled him in. He was a regular, you know? He'd probably show up there with his last penny all the time. You ever see that guy at a store? Oh, God, it's so disheartening. I never, ever buy those fucking things. I feel so bad even going into a casino and losing $20. It's like fucking terrible. The only time I would feel good is if I like won big money, I think I would get my money and fucking leave. Just get the fuck out of there if I was at a casino. Mike said they could have gotten his plate from an outdoor camera too. Yep. Absolutely. Okay. Sponsor time. Where am I going right now? Rick from TC Paintball. Where the fuck you been, bitch? Book an event at TC Paintball online at tcpaintballgr.com. What a destination for your paintball adventure. Okay, TC Paintball is great for the family that's going to do staycation. Are you one of those? So you're going to get there and you're going to book a 3-hour block of time. You and your pals, maybe workplace team building, maybe a bachelor, bachelorette party, perhaps. It could be for the neighborhood kids, your kids' friends, whatever it may be. At TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. Get after it and have fun. They got a fully stocked pro shop, everything you need. You walk in off the street with whatever you got on. They've got armor there if you want to wear that. You can wear a pair of coveralls so your clothes don't get all screwed up. But I'm warning you, once you play paintball, you're going to want to get your own gun. They have everything you need with the fully stocked pro shop. And you can try the gun out before you even buy the thing. TCPaintballGR.com. Got to get with Rick. Rick, what's up, buddy? Come on. I want to have another event. What are we waiting for? God damn it. All right. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Reach out to Mario today. And the idea here is buy now, refinance later. That's what's happening with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. The rates are they're a little weird because some weeks they'll creep up a little, other weeks they'll drop down. Jackie and of course Justin, they got a mortgage from the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, and they were able to get the best rate possible, hovering right around 7%. But like a few weeks later, it was down to like 6.5. So get pre-approved with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Reach out. The phone number, God damn it. No, I don't want mortgage calculator. I want the fucking phone number. 231-638-0200. 231-638-0200. 30-year fixed. Home price, $150. You know, you can't find a home for $150 around here. Let's go $225. $225,000. Let's say you're going to throw 10% down. Nah, nobody has 22.5. That's too much. You're going to throw 5% down. That's 12,500. Let's see, current interest rate. All right. You're looking at $1,815 a month. Yikes. I know that's tough, but here you go. That's for a 30-year fixed. Now let's do this on Zane math. In 2 years, 3 years, that rate is down to 3.25. Your monthly payment now is going to drop. I'm sorry, it's not going to drop. It's going to go up $100, but you've now financed it for 15 years. Or you can stick with the 30, and your rates per month is going to drop by $600 a month. You ever do this? You play with these goddamn mortgage calculators? Piano Finger Banger says Rick's been preoccupied writing his latest thesis on cars with headlights that are way too bright. Was it way too bright, or he was amazed that one headlight goes off when you turn? Jeremy says, concerning scratch off guy, I used to work at a gas station. Scratch off degenerates are the worst. Always taking too much time to pick the one they want, scratching shit off on my counter. They always reeked of booze and pee. God. That's tough. But hey, it's helping the schools. Can you imagine if we lived in a world, because right now, like, for example, in Michigan, you can drink as much as you want. You can smoke as much as you want. You can gamble as much as you want. You can do anything you want. You can ride a motorcycle without a helmet, and you can buy fireworks. Now, every one of those things can cause you to lose your life or have a terrible, terrible life. Every one of those things, including cigarettes. If the government cared about you, they would eliminate fireworks, riding motorcycles without a, all those things, all the alcohol, cigarettes, pot. If they really cared about your well-being, instead, they say, we want you to make your own decisions. But I don't believe that. I don't believe that they want you to make your own decisions. They just want your goddamn money. All right? One way, shape, or form. Donut Dan says the lottery is just another tax on the poor. That's right, because the only people who buy those goddamn things are the guy that fucking Jeremy was talking about. That's so true. Wouldn't it make sense? Can you imagine if a guy ran for office and said, yes, I want to do all these things and eliminate all that shit. And let's say he had a way to come up with the same amount of money so that nothing was lost. Schools were still funded. Roads were still great. It wouldn't work. Nobody would do that. People love to have the ability to do these things. I wouldn't give a shit if booze and cigarettes and all that were all, maybe cigarettes. I might get pissed off. If I couldn't have a dart every now and then, I might be pissed off about that. Whatever. I don't know. I'm going off on a bizarre tangent that I wasn't even prepared to say. That happens from time to time. Ah, well, fuck it. I don't give a shit. If no one else gives a shit, I don't give a shit. I figured it was just worth mentioning, though. All right. Enough of that. Berlin Raceway. Racing this weekend. BerlinRaceway.com. We had a great time there last week for the Coleman Lutz 500. Tickets are just $14. The kids 15 and under are free. I love that. And I love seeing all the families there. Talk about affordable. And then you bring in your cooler with all your snacks and your soft drinks. And, you know, you can do all that stuff. It saves you a ton of cash. If you want, they got all the concessions you want there. All the booze, and it's priced affordably. You know, if you were to go to any other venue, a beer for $6 is unheard of. Van Andel, it's $16. So they got you covered there. There's a bar for afterwards with a live band playing. It's an outdoor, like, area underneath the bleachers there, and it's great. It's a fantastic event, a venue at Berlin Raceway. Either family fun or girls or boys night out. They do it all at Berlin Raceway, online at BerlinRaceway.com. Okay, am I forgetting any sponsors here? I don't think so. Okay, I got one more. Might as well throw it out there. We were talking yesterday extensively about health insurance or life insurance and how important that is, about the kid who had to hold up a sign saying, help me bury my mom. God damn it. Get started on a life insurance policy by reaching out to Frank Fuss. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. Some of you don't even know how this fucking works. But essentially, let me give you the Reader's Digest version. You're in great health. You're young. Call Frank. You pay a pittance per month, and your life is insured for the next 30 years. If anything happens to you, untimely death, your significant other and your kids get a big fat fucking check because you were smart enough to buy life insurance. Don't. This is my opinion. My opinion and my slogan. Frank won't let me actually put it on a t-shirt, but I say this. Don't be an asshole. Buy life insurance. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. I'm sorry, there's one more sponsor. King's Room Barbershop. I'm making a ton of money today. It's big time. King's Room Barbershop, 3 locations. Get a haircut fit for a king. Northland Drive, Caledonia, 821 36th Street. So great. So fun. 50 years of King's Room Barbershop. They cut the hair of, let's see, Pop Evil, Five Finger Death Punch, Chevelle, all those shitty bands, with the exception of Pop Evil. They cut all their hair. So get a haircut fit for a king at King's Room Barbershop. Haircuts are $19 plus tip. I love tipping generously. I throw another 50% at them, more than. So I pay $19 for a haircut. I end up walking out of there $29 lighter in the wallet. That's just me, though. Whatever. I'm just saying that because I love taking care of the people who take care of my hair. They are great. Thank you, King's Room Barbershop. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this, and you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that, and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Okay, what else do I have for you today? Oh, my God. Okay. When I have visited Old Faithful, that's a wonderful spot to visit, by the way. Wyoming, that is Yellowstone National Park. The geothermic geysers that where they are, you walk along, you can spend a whole day there. Okay, so if you ever like drive around in that area, that part of the U.S., you see national parks, that this is a must stop. Not only can you see Old Faithful, but hang on. My keyboard is not in the best location. And I've mentioned this, you pull in, you see Old Faithful. It's pretty much like clockwork, goes off. It's fantastic. There's several other geysers there to see. All these fantastic hot springs. But then just up the road, about 10, 11 miles, is something that I've had twice had the opportunity to see and both times failed. The Grand Prismatic Spring. There it is. Yes, it looks just like that. I don't know how the fuck it is. I read it once, but I forgot it. First time I had the RV, they didn't have parking. Second time, the exhibit was closed. I was pissed. Missed it. Been there twice. Missed it. See Old Faithful? Missed that. And I wanted to see the Grand Prismatic both times more than I wanted to see Old Faithful. just up the road between Old Faithful and the Grand Prismatic Spring is another spring, Biscuit Basin. I've seen this one too. Now, this is just, it's actually quite a bit smaller than Old Faithful, but it's still something to see. And you walk along on these boardwalks here. All right. And then it erupts. You don't step off these things. If you step off this boardwalk, that's fragile crust. And you could, in theory, fall through it. And you fuck everything up and probably hurt yourself. The Biscuit Basin, the water there that makes the Biscuit Basin erupt is heated by molten lava way below the Earth's crust, not that far below. And all of that area that makes up Yellowstone is a caldera, which means of about 48 miles by 25 miles. It's crust. A caldera, it's a volcano, a super volcano. It's the second biggest one in the world. It erupts like every million years or something like that. If it were to erupt, it would be a horrific, horrific time for the rest of the planet. I don't know if it would be a planet killer, but it's thrown about that it could. If the super caldera erupts, the super volcano that is Yellowstone National Park. But anyway, Biscuit Basin is heated by magma. That is part of the lava flow that's underneath the super volcano and heats the water. Well, it's just supposed to shoot up like a little boring geyser, but this is what happened yesterday. Watch this. So I kind of fucked up. So I don't know what my internet, go figure, but see all those people there. They, no one got hurt, but they had to take off running. That's boiling water and molten rock. That is impressive. They're going to have to install fucking pants-changing stations there. Going through their brains like, is this it? Are we about to die? Holy shit. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have one more thing to share with you. Grand Rapids is getting ready to start a mayoral election. Mayor Bliss is done with her time. I love Mayor Bliss. She's fantastic. Everybody loves Mayor Bliss. Such a cutie too. My God. Well, Mayor Bliss is stepping down, so they're going to have a new mayor. And Haley Lynch Bastion, this is a Meet the Candidate segment on Fox 17. This is the thing that, you know, everybody gets their fair shake. You get to meet all the candidates. Before I get to that, though, the comment, that's actual footage of Easy's bedroom when his yogurt cannon works again. I don't know if that's going to happen. Aram says, from how deep in the earth does what we saw in that video come from? Good question. I don't know. Becky says, I'm going to add the super volcano eruption to my 2024 bingo card because why not? Let's see. According to Chris, what would happen to the U.S.? Minimum, the U.S. would be devastated. Yeah, the ash cloud alone would probably block out our sun. God damn. I think piano finger bangers crack about my bedroom when the yogurt cannon works again might be the winner for this show. All right, so let's check out mayoral candidate Haley Lynch Bastion.
This is the second installation of Meet the Candidates for Grand Rapids Mayor. Today, we're introducing you to Haley Lynch Bastion, who's in the running.
You know the way they do this?
About like eight.
They, for production purposes, they have this old school typewriter that's asking the questions. So that's what you'll be hearing as they cover Haley Lynch Bastion.
Years ago, it started as a passing joke, and then 6 years ago, I started to, like, take it seriously, and I was like, I think I could actually, like...
Now, if you're watching this, you're seeing what I'm seeing. If you're just listening, you don't. So I'm going to describe to you. All right, if you ever saw the movie Road Warrior with Mel Gibson, and there was that fucking feral child, that fucked up feral child... This is the feral child when he's about 25. He looks like, if you ever saw Narcos with fucking Boba Fett, whatever the fuck his name is, the Mandalorian. He looks like a fucking retarded version of Pablo Escobar.
Do some good, you know. And then 4 years I started to take it like really, really seriously. And then 2 years.
How serious could you be taking this with hair that looks like a rat's nest? It's completely unkempt. This absurd fucking rat tail hanging down, you stupid piece of shit. Don't you know the world is not ready for garbage hair and garbage appearance like this? Okay. He's got those goddamn spacers in his ears. What are they called? Gauges? So he's made them huge, which I always question that. I don't think there's anyone on the planet who can be taken seriously who has fucking gauges in their earlobes. Fuck you.
Ago, I found out, according to Ancestry.com, that like 80-something of really seriously. And then
this is what I'm talking 2 years, about. I'm good,
you know. And then 4 years, I started to take it like really, really seriously. And then 2 years ago, I found out, according to Ancestry.com, that like 80-something of my ancestors were mayors.
Okay. Really? Ancestry.com showed that mayoring is in your family's blood because 80 of your ancestors were mayors. You should add to that, 80 of your ancestors don't want you to be a mayor ever. Good God.
Getting people fed, getting people housed, trying to focus on switching to some more renewable energy sources and emphasizing like ride sharing and like using buses and public transport as opposed.
Okay. Never happened. No one wants to ride a bus. No one wants to ride with a stranger. That's not happening. So fuck you. Feeding the hungry. Yeah, I'm behind that. I like that idea. I like getting them housed, all right, if they're willing to. A lot of the times you can put homeless people in, like, the shelters, but a lot of them are drug users. So it's not like they're successful. They're completely broken, trying to get a fix. That's why they're not allowed into Degage Ministries or Mel Trotter. So shut the fuck up.
You know, the cars and all that. I've been doing a very intense amount of studying for the last few years, various philosophical, psychoanalytic, economic, and like various other like cultural systems that I think give me a very wide range of tactics or ways of viewing situations that we wouldn't get otherwise, I suppose.
Okay, I don't think sounding like a humdrum stoner who looks like shit as he's just talking and trying to fill answers off the top of his head and his mayoral experiences, he read a couple of books. Something tells me you're not going to win the election, Haley. Okay, now it says amphitheater soccer stadium and in Grand Rapids. That's what we're doing. We're building an amphitheater and we are building a soccer stadium. It's going to be fucking great. And they're paying for it, from what I understand, by when people come to town and they rent a hotel, they pay a tax. And that is going to, I'm getting some of this wrong, I'm sure. Chris was telling me about it. That's the way they're going to do it. And so, all right. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, that makes it a vibrant one more thing that makes that area vibrant. It's fun. People go there. They spend some money. Another reason to go to a concert. And then that's all about spending money. More people are going to come in there and they will buy their hot dogs, buy their beers at the event, buy a ticket, pay for parking. That's all. That's how it works. And more people come to the city. So, but listen to him poo-poo this.
I am not a big fan of them. I think it's kind of crazy to be focusing on these large projects to bring in, once again, millions to the city. But it's like, I doubt you are going to see any money from the soccer stadium. I know I'm not going to.
Yeah, that's the type of thinking that I hear people. I've heard that before. It's like, well, that ain't affecting me. Yeah, That's a stupid way of looking at anything when it comes to this. I just off the top of my head gave you a ton of examples of how this all works. Anything that is anything in any downtown city that is worth anything has something like this that all lends to our culture, what we do, how it works. Gets PA announcers jobs to host soccer games. Fuck you.
And then meanwhile, there's people starving on our streets and like burning to a crisp.
Okay. People are starving on our streets and we're burning to a crisp. So he's talking about the environment. So yeah, Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce, those people, they need to be worried about the environment. The city officials need to worry about all these people who are homeless, who have not lifted one finger to help themselves. They're basically just wasting away trying to get their next fix. Fuck you. This guy's a piece of shit.
Also, a lot of people think because of my anime hair and my goofiness that I'm not a serious candidate, but I would like to assure everybody that I am. Yes.
To view Haley's full interview, you can find that linked with this story on Fox17Online.com. Reporting in...
I love it. Every time there's any type of election, people running for public office, you get some of these weirdos that just show up and... God damn. Fuck you. Make everything weird and... you're so obnoxious. So ridiculous. Aram says, how can this be real? Maze and Blue says, easy, you better get the PA job for the new soccer stadium. I don't know. Look, all I know is I have the time of my life when I am doing the Michigan Rangers games. My God, is that a hoot. I only did a handful of games. I mean, they don't play a ton of games. I had so much fun sitting there with Chris and Coltron just cracking up because the fans, they get so pissed off and they start screaming at the ref and you can hear it coming through on the YouTube feed. Jeremy says, I doubt we'll see that money. That's the quote from the guy. And Jeremy says, great response, candidate. Instead of saying, I love the extra revenue as mayor, I'll spend that money on projects to help the homeless people, he goes with, we won't see it. Yeah, he's an idiot. Fuck this asshole. Donut Dan says, this dude would be all for a LARPing Dungeons and Dragons and Comic-Con Convention Center building. That's true. Piano Finger Banger said Freebeer would look at that dick's hair, dude's hair, and go, what the fuck, dude? Nick says, boo this asshole. I and many others make money from these projects. Okay, thank you for taking what I was suggesting and taking it one step further. When the stadium is in play and the amphitheater, you know, to keep that facility running, first of all, to build it, it requires jobs and contractors. And, you know, there people are growing in their fields and improving themselves. Nick here has seen Grand Rapids rise from the ground up as a skilled tradesman. And, you know, it all works for him. He feeds his family with projects like this. So anybody that I love going into any town, especially my town. I mean, I'm not in Grand Rapids, but like if I'm driving by in Hudsonville or Jenison and I see something going up, I'm like, all right, good. More. There was a Jenison, there was a time not that long ago when Cabela's wanted to build a Cabela's in Jenison. And the idea was floated. And Jenison was in line. They were like, they could have done it. Now, if you do that, that's an anchor store. All right? And once that goes in, everything else goes in. They shot it down. It didn't work. So Cabela's went to the neighboring community of Granville, and they built it. Anybody who goes that far back of what that area was like prior to the Cabela's, dude, they probably make more money at Cabela's and the surrounding stores than the actual mall makes across the street from it. And my God, everything is fucking brand spanking new. And everything goes up. Restaurants, cell phone stores, other places to shop, goddamn car wash. You do it all there. That's why you build. People like cool shit. All right? And when you have shit like that, you can have outreach programs for the whole. You can have it all. You don't just say, no, we're not going to worry. Oh, my God. We're not going to worry about any of that until we have the homeless problem solved. Yeah, you know what? I would love the homeless problem, the people that are in, who are the problem, to actually lift a finger to help themselves first. I think that's where you start. Fuck that shit. All right. Any other comments that I'm missing? Let's see. When Aram says, how long can this be real? Or how can this be real? There was a guy who ran for governor or president in Tennessee. Remember BasilMarceau.com? This is our own BasilMarceau.com. That. Every town has one. Jeremy says, regarding the LARPing thing, he'd say, oh, good idea. Regarding Freebeer, he would probably say, what kind of conditioner are you using on your hair? Chris K says, nobody remembers downtown before the arena or DeVos Place. It was just a place you stayed away from. You're not even kidding. When I got here 20 years ago, we had the hockey arena, which was only 8 years old, and DeVos Place. Since then, so much has gone up, and that has put so much into play. I mean, my God. And I love it. I love the fact that the DeVosses and the Van Andels are behind all the fucking money. Fuck yes. People are like, you see all the time people who are rich get a ton of shit because they do rich guy shit. Fuck me. If it weren't for those families, we wouldn't have all the medical shit. We wouldn't have the arena. We wouldn't have the hockey team. Oh, so much. Nick writes, homeless are a problem because no other surrounding communities do anything except ship them all to GR. Yeah. Fucking A. Real problems. I don't have an answer. But I know the answer is not walk around and accost people. That's not an option. All right. Let's get to the asshole of the day. Shall we? By the way, this is the first day. I think it was a good tip to say that I shouldn't be so close. So Aram said that Corey did suggest that. So that means that Corey was right. I think it's just the way he says it. He's such a snarky dick. Makes me so angry. Not really. I'm just being an asshole. How do we describe that cop? He's the asshole today, brought to you by TC Paintball. Murdering ex-cop. Last name is Grayson. That's all I know. So bad. Gives good cops a bad name. And there are so many good cops. So many good cops. All right. That is your asshole of the day, brought to you by TC Paintball, the murdering ex-cop Grayson. That is going to do it for a Wednesday Fear Bunker North edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. As usual, you were an amazing audience. I owe you a lot. I really do. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being part of it and contributing. Had a great chat today. Chat was on fucking fire. You make me happy. Nick says, asshole today, the bum who called me a fat buck the other day because I wouldn't give him money. What?